KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Sathu in KZN says it's put its work to rule protest on hold. The teachers union says it's received an assurance of financial support from the Premier for the Education Department. The union embarked on a protest earlier this month, citing ongoing issues in schools. During the campaign, teachers strictly limited their duties to teaching and skipped extracurricular activities or meetings. Sathu's Nomarashia Kolos has explained the challenges they've been dealing with.
Schools, they can't have papers, they can't have ink, they can't have chalk. Everything that you can think of at the level of the school, the schools can't do anything if the department does not give money. So that's the reason why the work to rule was meant to put pressure to those that are in authorities, the HOD, the MEC, and the Premier.
Kaluza says they met with Premier Tami Ntuli last week.
He then committed 900 million to be sourced from other departments. We then asked for another meeting with the HOD to say what then happened administratively.
A local GBV activist says it's common for children to be harmed after altercations between parents. Dr. Nadia Bernan has been commenting on the case of a KZN man who was handed a life sentence last week for the murder of his six-year-old son near Ladysmith. It was after an argument between the 35-year-old and the child's mother. Bernan, who's with the Rapid Response Team on Gender-Based Violence, says this often happens when one parent loses power and control in the relationship. She says they sometimes look for a way to hurt the other person.
Is trauma, and I can't even imagine what the family's going through because they would never heal. It won't even take a year to heal. It will always come back to them.
She feels a prison sentence isn't enough.
I don't think a life sentence is worth it. It's hard when it comes to murder. That's murder. This is not a mistake.
An armed gunman have stormed a wedding party in southeastern France, killing two people, including the bride. Gunshots rang out in the village of Gault in the early hours of this morning. Investigators say it appears the bride and groom were leaving the party when they were confronted by the masked assailants who opened fire. The bride died and one of the attackers was run over and killed by guests who tried to escape by car. A recap of our lead story, Sathu in KZN says it's put its work to rule protest on hold. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Latara Nadesan.